There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
I'm going to have Hello? To I'm here.
Oh, good. I have a question about my boyfriend and birth control.
Okay.
We've been together 5 years. I live in Mexico City, so we're from different countries.
Where is he from?
He's from here, from Mexico City.
Okay.
We've known each other for 10 years and then together for 5.
How old are you, Cookie?
I'm 37, and he's just about to turn 33.
Okay.
Okay. We've both decided that we don't want to have children, and we can't seem to agree on a type of birth control to use. And my argument, and there's sort of a subtext to this, my argument is if we both have decided that we want to be together and we don't want to have kids, then the easiest thing would be for him to get a vasectomy.
Not so. Actually, not so. But keep going.
Oh.
Then we'll come back to your argument.
Okay. Well, there goes my argument. But, most guys are pretty, you know, cross their legs and talk about this anyway. But I guess my fear kind of behind this is I'm worried that because of our age difference in about 5 years, he might decide, maybe I do.
Yeah.
And then I'll be kind of screwed because... it'll be too late.
Okay. So, let me say a couple things to both of you. All right?
Okay.
First of all, if you guys were coming to me as clients, I would say you guys need to find some reliable form of birth control. You're both too young to make decisions about permanent sterilization. And I would argue that, that in the next 7 or 8 years, it's going to be, kind of taken out of your hands. But I think both of you are still too young, him at 33, you at 37, to make, because I think you have to consider either tubal ligation or vasectomy as permanent, even though both to a certain extent are reversible, but you can't count on them. And so that's number one. I would not have either of you do anything at this moment except have really good, reliable birth control. And that may be putting you on the shot or him using a condom every time or yada, yada. Number one. Number two, I think, as you point out, that men are much more emotionally invested in some ways in their virility than women are in their femininity when it comes to sexual organ. Number three, when you're talking about the ethnic differences between, for example, Mexican men and, I think you're just talking about a huge, macho issue there, which is, and I'm not trying to be chauvinistic or dealing with caricatures, but I think that it is an issue. Number four, to really deal with your specific issue up front of which is easier, that a vasectomy physiologically or surgically is probably the easier of the two. But in terms of effect on your body, there were really a bunch of studies that were done. They're fairly old studies because vasectomy was very, very popular in the late 70s, early 80s, not so much anymore. But there seemed to be some indication because the issue about vasectomies, I'm sure you're aware, is they just cut the vas. So the sperm is still created. It just doesn't get through. It's not ejaculated. So what happens to it is the question. Well, the answer is it's absorbed in the body. And the problem is it's protein. There seems to be some indication that in some individuals, and it's unclear whether it's across the board or just men who are susceptible, is it can increase the probability of autoimmune diseases and heart issues because it's foreign protein. It's protein out of place, and it gets autoimmune responses. So in the long run, the tubal ligation, even though it is, and it's belly button surgery most places now, you don't have to go to the hospital for it. It can be done as an outpatient, is easier and less problematical to the woman than it is to the man physiologically, let alone psychologically. But I would say to both of you, and I get it. Birth control is a pain in the neck when both of you want to have an active sex life and you really don't want to have kids. But I would still say that under 40, it's too soon for either of you to make decisions for the rest of your life, let alone your relationship.
Well, could you recommend something out there? Because I don't want to put anything really foreign. I don't want to do kale.
I
don't really see a lot of options.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not a huge fan of the pill, so I'm not a huge fan of the shot. I think that cervical cap is something because it can be left in place for a long period of time as opposed to a diaphragm. A diaphragm and foam is not particularly elegant, but it's pretty effective. Using a condom, and I think the issue of shared responsibility is not something to overlook when you're talking about something as fragile and important as a sex life. So I think I would say, look, let's talk about, you know, I'll get fitted for a cervical cap or diaphragm and foam. You use a condom, and we can sort of be, you know, for half the month, we're probably okay to be a little bit, you know, wackier. But I just think you have to talk about permanence here, and the two of you are already having some issues about who does it and how do you do it. But I think your issues are legitimate and valid, but I think saying that a vasectomy is an easier, it's surgically, they're really about the same. The issue used to be with a tubal ligation, it was his abdominal surgery, and now it's really not. It's still, the gaining surgery needs to be taken seriously, but it's not the surgery that it once was 25 years ago. And in terms of long-term physiological effects, let alone psychological effects, I think you're better off. But I still think you're too young. I wouldn't recommend it for you either.
Right.
So I know I put you right back in the soup, in the spermy soup, didn't I?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it kind of comes back to me with my fears too, if you don't.
No, I hear what you're saying, and maybe the deal is to sort of see how the two of you get. Would it feel any better if the two of you were married to each other or not?
And she wants to. I don't really want to. He doesn't want to live in the U.S., but it's really no point. I mean, I've been married before. I'm not really.
Do you have children?
Yeah. No.
And he doesn't either.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got some perfectly legitimate issues, especially we're dealing with a younger man who's never had children. But I still would argue that at this stage, it's not only, I'm not sure it'll stabilize your relationship, to be quite honest. He's clearly resistant about it. If he had kids, he already had a kid and said, I don't want to have any more kids. I think that's one thing, given the fact of the difference in age, the difference in culture, and the fact that that he's not had kids, I'd put it off a little bit longer. I'd just use reliable birth control, as messy as it is. James, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I'll start off a little bit of history. I've known this woman for 25 years. She's my wife. I've known her over 25 years. We've been married for 14. 2 years ago, I went nuts and I left. And the whole time I was gone, all I thought about was her. And
why did you leave?
I figured out I'm a stuffer. What I did is anything that I in the whole time my wife and I were married and together, I only raised my voice to her twice. And what happened was is that anything that would bother me or anything, I would stuff it inside. And one day,
sounds like you've been in therapy.
I've been in therapy. I went about 6 times, but I found it wasn't. And what had happened is I met a woman through a motorcycle club that I rode with, and I ended up being with her for a while.
Stuffing.
Not stuffing, but I left my wife for this woman, and then I was away for, once I was away for about 8 months from my wife, and then I moved back home with my parents, and I kept arguing myself to go back to my wife, and I kept fighting myself.
What's the question today?
Well, the question is that I've left the woman that I was with, and I've tried to reconcile with my wife, and we've gone out for a little bit. We talked on a Monday.
Are you actually divorced from her?
I'm not divorced. No, we're just still separated.
James, I need a question before we run out of time.
Okay. The question is, I want to know how I can try and win her back.
Well, I'd stop the stuffing nonsense because that's all about you. James, the reason she's angry is you left her for another woman. That's what you're going to have to deal with. The stuffing stuff is really great for therapy, and maybe you need to learn to talk better. But she really doesn't give a tinker's damn about you now yelling at her when you left her for another woman. You're going to have to convince her that you made a grievous mistake. And you also are going to have to convince her that that you left the other woman, not the other woman left you. And you're also going to have to help her understand why you went after another woman.
Yeah, I mean, the stuffing thing sounds really kind of cute and appropriate for a T-shirt, but has nothing to do with her fury at you. I mean, she didn't care. I mean, that's your issue about the fact that maybe you need to be a little bit more forthcoming about what you want. But what's going to stick in her craw is that you left her for another woman. So, you know, that's, I think, what you need to reconcile with her is that why, you know, why another woman seemed appropriate for you, and why it was a mistake, and why you're not going to do it again. And as I said, hopefully you left that woman as opposed to her leaving you, because if she left you, what your wife is going to feel is if she crooks her little finger and wants you back, that you'll go. So lose the stuffing. Focus on the infidelity. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. Alrighty, so we're talking about movies' influence on you. I was just checking out To Kill a Mockingbird, and I had forgotten that I'd forgotten everything past the courtroom scene, because I remember that as being jubilant. I sort of, Brock Peters played the defendant in the case, the one who was accused of rape. And if you Google it, they've got the cover of the movie, and Harper Lee wrote it. I think she won a Pulitzer for it, and Gregory Peck, in fact, did win an Oscar for it. It says not suitable for children, and I remember thinking, but wait a minute, what about Scout? Robert Duvall's first movie too, who played Boo. But then I read the encapsulated summary. I forgot how it ended. It's not a happy story. I mean, I realized that the original story was about rape, but I'd forgotten everything after the courtroom scene, which is my great strength in being able to focus on the positive and let the rest of it go. It's not suitable for children, or at least young children. Okay, so there. But if you've never seen To Kill a Mockingbird, you should go look for it. And as I said, I think it's coming to Broadway, or at least it was scheduled to come to Broadway at one point. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Let's look at some more lessons learned from movies.
Okay, Kate says, urban legends. I always check in the back of the car and under it. I assume this is somehow about some nefarious things go down in a car.
Urban legends.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think urban legends were, you know, like the crocodile. Is that the one where they get kidnapped and they're talking about the albino alligators? That is an urban legend. I can't remember if that was actually the name of the movie as well. But I remember, because that's the first time I'd heard about the albino alligators, that people bought them on vacation and put and flushed them. So there are all these albino, but it turns out to be an urban legend. This is 1998. A college co-ed suspects that murders around her campus are urban legend-style killings begin to occur on a movie set.
Oh, sure. It looks like
slasher film. Jared Leto, yeah. And Alicia Witt.
Interesting.
All right. I don't think I may not have seen movies like that. I don't really like, because I have to watch them through my fingers. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't care
like that. I think I may not have actually seen that. Okay.
Okay, so Dana says Midnight.
That was Jared Leto before he had the ponytail and won the Best Supporting Actor,
right,
playing a crossdresser.
Oh, what was that? What was
that? That was the Dallas Social Club.
Dallas Buyers Club. That's right.
Yeah, Buyers Club.
Yeah.
I
didn't see that.
That's terrific. Well, he won the Oscar for that, and there was no question that he was going to. I mean, that was one of those ones that was just, that was a slam dunk.
Matthew McConaughey is leading that, if I'm not mistaken.
Pardon?
Matthew McConaughey is the lead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was nominated. Did he win this? Well, he won some. I'm trying to remember if he won the Oscar for it. He won the Golden Globe, I think, for it.
Yeah, he's got some chops.
Yeah, he's getting to be a better actor.
Yep.
He was terrific in Magic Mike. He was great at that as well.
My girlfriend hasn't convinced me to see that quite yet.
Oh, that's a better movie than you think it's going
to
be.
Okay, I'll have to give it some.
Channing Tatum, yeah.
Okay, so Dana says, Midnight in Paris gives me radar to not act like the fiancé.
The Woody Allen one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Ways not to behave. You know, one of the things that just occurred to me when you guys were talking was anti-mame, the Rosalind Russell one, and that of how to be sort of a wonderful older woman, you know, with and her nephew Patrick Dennis, anti-mame. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Here we go. Bonnie says, Gone with the Wind. I handle things pretty well, but sometimes get hit with too much at once, and then I'll remember Scarlett's line, I can't think of that right now, or I'll go crazy. I'll think of it tomorrow.
I think I'll think about it tomorrow. Yeah, yes. In my hoop skirt. Yeah. Scarlett.
Yep. Let's see.
And my kid, I took my daughter, I think one of the reasons she and I share a love of movies, there was one famous weekend in San Francisco where starting at about, I think about 6 o'clock on Friday, between Friday and Sunday night, we saw 8 movies, including Amadeus, which is 3.5 hours. And the hardest part was figuring out the snacks in between. But I'm convinced that part of the reason that she loves movies so much is when she was about 6 months old,
I took her to see Gone with the Wind, and she stayed awake during the, she was really quiet and good, and she stayed awake during the burning of Atlanta. She thought that was great, so.
Huh. Pretty good.
Her early childhood influences.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was a dollar movie.
Yeah, it's a classic, so you gotta see it. Melissa says, "Eat, pray, love. It reminded me to look outside my little box that I currently reside in and remember that there is more to life than being a worker bee."
You know what, kiddo? If you like the movie, which I with Julia Roberts, which I thought was sort of mediocre, get the book. The book is terrific. You'll like the book is really wonderful. And if you like the philosophy of it, it comes through even clearer in the book.
My girlfriend's one to read the books and then watch the movies and then critique the movies for not following the books closely enough.
Exactly. Except I'll tell you one: do not read Gone Girl before you see the movie, because the movie isn't bad, but it's not nearly as good as the book. And once you've read the book, you know what the movie's about, and you'll lose all interest in the movie.
Oh, sure.
So yeah, I think she's probably if I were going to advise her, I'd say if you really love movies, see the movie first, then read the book, because otherwise the book will spoil the movie. They're
yes.
very. I'm trying to think. I at one point I remember there was one movie that was better than the book, and I don't even remember what it was. But it was the only one that I thought did a better job of the movie than the book. Now I have to sort of go back through my memory banks and see if I can figure out what it was. Because generally speaking, your imagination is going to do a lot better for you than even CGI.
Right, the movies just so rarely live up to what the book.
Well,
kind of
and they're going
to
be specific, and they're not going to be as layered as your imagination, especially like science fiction and stuff like that. That there's only so much they can do, and you can sort of bring so much more to the party with just your own imagination, which is why radio, I think, has existed and continues to exist as long and as in healthy a shape as it can. Is it really does allow you to sort of fantasize about what's going on, not only to imagine things if you're talking about drama or what people look like if you're listening to a voice or what the situation is. I mean, even for me of having callers call and then meeting people or even my producers there, I have in the last several years have had producers that were at a distance like Trevor and Manny, and I don't meet them till long after I've been working with them. And they don't meet me. So it's one of those things the first time we meet each other to kind of readjust our mental images a little bit.
That is a good point. Very interesting.
Yeah. Because you make all sorts of assumptions about what people look like based on how they sound. Mine is always people think I'm shorter than I am for some reason. Apparently I have a short, fat voice. I'm neither short nor fat. A little heavier than I'd like to be, but not fat. 855-993-7569. Movies coming up, and time for you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well done, Trevor. Okay, a bunch of movies. As I said, supposedly there are 27 opening this week, but a lot of them are somewhat obscure and coming out of Tribeca. So I'll do the four big ones that IMDb has, and then I'll do the three ones that I know about that have may have some interest to you. And then if there are any other ones that you want to know about, you can call up and ask me. Because this is not primarily a program about movies, even though that may be questionable today. All right, The Age of Adeline. a young woman born at the turn of the 20th century is rendered ageless after an accident. After years of a solitary life, she meets a man who might be worth losing her immortality for. That's not true. That's not actually what happens. The story is that Blake Lively, who should probably be called Blake Deadly. I mean, what can I tell you? This is a fascinating idea with an actress. Now, granted, she's supposed to, because she gets stuck at the age of, I think, 35 or something like that. The only reason I think they cast her is because she does have a face that could have been a 1900 face or a 2000 face, and they keep changing her wigs. We can't even criticize her acting, because in theory she's supposed to be withdrawn because nobody's supposed to know her secret. But you don't care about her. She's the most uninvolving actress I've ever seen. And I know she's a TV actress primarily, but she's the most uninvolving actress I've ever seen on screen. Most actresses, whether they're Kathy Bates or Reese Witherspoon or Julia Roberts or almost anybody you can name, you feel akin to her. You want to get to know her better, or she's compelling or charismatic. Not the case here. All right, the story is she's married with a kid, and her husband is an engineer on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and is one of the three people that was killed, which is actually true, that there were actually some people killed on the Golden Gate Bridge building it, which is true of almost any bridge or tunnel. That it's not a safe job. Nevertheless, she's driving in a snowstorm in Sonoma County to meet up with her five-year-old, and she goes off the road and goes into the water. And this is all told in voiceover. Not sure why we need voiceover, except I think somebody looked at the movie and said, this movie doesn't make any sense. So they added the voiceover. And the idea is that she's drowned, but then there's a bolt of lightning that jolts her awake, but somehow freezes her chromosome. And as they say in the movie, the cause will not be known to the year 2035. Okay. So the idea is, now you'd think, well, being frozen, being kind of an attractive 35-year-old might be kind of cool. Ellen Burstyn plays her daughter, who then becomes her mother. And what they've done in this movie is surrounded her with some kind of interesting actors, including Harrison Ford and Kathy Baker, that kind of take up the slack. But the idea is, the reason that she runs away is because at some point somebody wants to experiment on her, and she doesn't want to do that. And the idea of immortality, of the Fountain of Youth, especially if you can be kind of pretty, is kind of interesting, except what it means is, first of all, you got a secret, and you feel if you tell the secret that you're going to be a specimen, that people are literally going to put you under a microscope or cut you up. And second, that you're going to watch the people that you love grow old and die. All right, which is not all that appealing. The idea that I don't know. This is a movie I think that could have worked better with a different actress, to be quite honest. I hate to sort of pick out somebody to kind of be unpleasant about, but because it's an interesting idea that is really not very realized. A little boy. Again, this is a movie with a lead character who can't act, partially because he's a kid. He's supposed to be 8 years old, Jacob Salvati. But they surround him with Emily Watson, Michael Rapaport, and Tom Wilkinson. The idea is, a little boy who is very close to his dad's father gets sent off to World War II, but I'm trying to think if it's World War I. No, it has to be World War II, because we talk about little boy also being the name of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. The sort of backstory is that his brother, who is his older brother, can't go because he has flat feet, and so Michael Rapaport decides he has to go off to war. It's not a bad movie. Some of the music is completely over the top. But it's kind of schmaltzy, but and you can sort of see the end coming from a very long way away, it's going to bring a tear to your eye. It really will. So if you could just sort of suspend all the disbelief and understand that it's kind of an over-the-top movie, but there really is something here that is sort of charming, if nothing else, a kid's unfailing belief in his magical powers. Ben Chaplin also plays a magician with supposedly, you know, who teaches that all you have to do is focus and you can move mountains and bottles and stuff like that. So it's not a great movie, but your kids are going to like it, and it probably will do some business. The Water Diviner is Russell Crowe's directorial debut. It's supposedly said it was inspired by true story. This one's a little hard to believe, and this, as many of you know, this is the 100th anniversary of Gallipoli, which Mel Gibson made the movie Gallipoli made Mel Gibson a star and had a completely different take on that conflict where Australia was involved in Turkey. And at one point, the Turkish general who is helping Russell find his three long-lost sons says, you know, you invaded us, did you, you know, for the land. And Russell says, we have all the land we can use. And he said, well, why did you do this? And he said, for principle. And I don't know what was this. I don't know whether Gallipoli was fought as a religious war or not, because it's sort of left unclear about this. But it's true that Australia really didn't need the land. And it's, you know, it's supposedly, at least in the movie, a 3-hour or a 3-month boat ride away from it. So the story is that Russell Crowe is, what do you call it, a diviner or a diviner. He can find water. And his wife, very soon into the movie, sort of suicides from grief because her three sons have been lost in Gallipoli. And he decides, he promises her that he will go and bring them home. So he ends up going to Turkey. And he runs into the Russell, or with the he runs into the general who is was head of the Turkish forces, who steals the movie out from underneath everybody. He's wonderful in it. Olga Kurylenko has been in a bunch of movies, and she is super gorgeous. The cinematography is really beautiful, and you should see it. This is one that it's worth seeing on a big screen, because the cinematography and the views of Gallipoli in Turkey are just amazing. So it's worth seeing on a big screen. The movie is it's a very harsh anti-war movie and a sad movie, but interesting. Adult Beginners is Nick Kroll and Rose Byrne, Bobby Cannavale. A young narcissistic entrepreneur crashes and burns on the eve of his company's big launch. And that's the most fun part of the film, where he's doing a voiceover about his new product, and then you're at the launch party, and it turns out that the Chinese are not going to build his thing, and his life is in complete disarray. So he moves in with his pregnant sister, brother-in-law, and three-year-old nephew in the burbs, and essentially decides to become the nanny, because otherwise they're going to throw him out. Mark and Jay Duplass do this. They're the brothers who are the producers here. And their form of comedy, which is kind of low-key, droll, family-focused comedy, it depends how much you're willing to listen to people whine about how much you're going to like this one. I thought it was okay. It was okay. The term is to adult beginners is that neither of the brother or sister can swim, and the three-year-old wants to learn to swim. And so the instructor says, we have an adult beginners class, so they're learning all over to deal with each other and whatever. Okay. Misery Loves Comedy. This was debuted at Tribeca, with Kevin Pollak as the director, the actor. And this could have been better than it was. They interview Amy Schumer, James Brooks, Judge Apatow, Whoopi Goldberg, everybody, Jimmy Fallon, talking about filmmakers. And the question is, do you have to be miserable to be funny? And this documentary would suggest yes. I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'll tell you about the other three movies, and I'll recap these for you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Trevor asked me off air. He said, all right, who would you have liked better than Blake Lively? And I said, Reese Witherspoon, I think, would have worked. I think Shailene Woodley, who's a little young for the part, would have probably worked in it. Jennifer Lawrence. That all three of them are better actors, and you sort of, they're more compelling. You know, you sort of care about them, and they're certainly attractive. And I just think that there's a bit more to them. All right, so let me just review the movies that I have already reviewed. Age of Adeline, it just didn't work particularly. Little Boy is emotional but not terrifically good. The Water Diviner, depending on how you pronounce it, with Russell Crowe, is a very strong anti-war movie that's kind of sad. Adult Beginners is the Duplass brothers without some of the comedy. Didn't quite work for me. Misery Loves Comedy sort of asks the musical question, do you have to be miserable to be funny? It should have, I think they should have, I mean, the people who are in it are fascinating to watch. It's dedicated to Robin Williams at the end, which implies that you have to be miserable to be a comedian, and I'm not sure that's the case. But it's interesting without, it needed some editing. Let me tell you three other movies that are certainly... This is not a great week for movies, let's be honest. 24 Days is a French movie that's based on a true story, which is harrowing. Somebody's going to pick it up and make the... This is like Martin Scorsese's written all over this, of a kidnapping that is absolutely compelling. The performances are terrific. It is gut-wrenching, but an extraordinary piece of work. The Forger is John Travolta in a movie that probably would not have been made without him. You can see the end coming from a long way away. John Travolta does very well. He plays an ex-con who, with his father, Christopher Plummer, is a forger, art forger, and you can see the end coming very far away. John mostly kind of grimaces through this one, but Christopher Plummer's wonderful to see, and it's nice to see John on film, even though this is not going to be one of his big, fat successes. Felix and Mira is a small movie about an Orthodox Jewish woman who is in a fairly loveless marriage, and she has one child and doesn't want to have any more, and is kind of quietly rebelling against not only her husband but the dictates of the community, and falls in vague lust with, and he falls with her of a man who's just Felix, who's just lost his father. There seems to be this new trend in movies for heroes, especially in foreign movies, for the men to be very short. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but short men, rejoice. You have a lot of role moms coming up. It's a kind of quiet movie, and a lot doesn't happen. It's very luminous. It's black and white, as I recall. And you're kind of going to get sucked in. The first couple of minutes you're thinking, oh, please. And then you kind of get sucked in. And at the end, it really asks a very interesting philosophical question, which is something we deal with here around here all the time, is that it's commitment is tough stuff. And there's a scene between the two men that's absolutely riveting. It's the best thing in the movie. So Felix and Mira is kind of an offbeat movie. It'll do okay probably on DVDs and the art house circuit. It's not going to do anything in the big venues. Forger, I think, is probably going to go very quickly to DVD. Christopher Plummer is worth seeing in it, and John Travolta's nice to see on the scene, but it's not a great movie. 24 Days is a great movie. It's probably my pick of the week, but it's not, because it's subtitled, it's not probably going to do much business. For this week, you know, I think that it's very likely that Misery Loves Company is going to open very wide. But, and it is a documentary, it's mostly fun to see some of the people that you think you know and a lot of people that I've never even heard of on things. My guess is that it may be another weekend for Fast and Furious, I mean, which is going to be, what, their fourth week in a row of number one. It has been the fastest movie to ever hit $1 billion ever, which is sort of odd for a movie that's, I mean, you know, it's not a superhero movie by any stretch of the imagination, unless you want to consider The Rock a superhero. I don't think you really want to do that. All right, just a quick update on To Kill a Mockingbird. Harper Lee has actually, and I need to thank Trevor for this, because he was saying, isn't she going to release another book? She only basically wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. She was born in 1926, so she's currently 88. And she's nearly blind and deaf after a stroke in 2007. And she said she was never going to publish another novel, although she did win the Pulitzer Prize in 1960 for To Kill a Mockingbird. That she says, I'm alive and kicking and happy as hell with the reactions of Watchmen. She's got a novel that's coming out on Bastille Day this year, July 14th, called Ghost Set a Watchman. And it was actually written before To Kill a Mockingbird. So that'll be kind of interesting. Her literary movement is called Southern Gothic. There you go. So good luck to Harper. That'd be kind of cool, yeah? She was working as an airline reservation agent, writing fiction in her spare time in 1949. I remember her being in the movie In Cold Blood. She helped Truman Capote to do the research for that. So she wrote a bunch of long stories, and she... apparently received a gift of a year's wages from a friend with a note. You have 1 year off from your job to write whatever you please. Merry Christmas. So there she did. Right? And won the Pulitzer Prize. Yeah, this is... she actually won it in 1961. 30 million copies in print. It was voted the best novel of the century in a poll by the Library Journal. So there you go. She said she was hoping for a quick and merciful death at the hands of the reviewers, but at the same time I said I hope someone would like it enough to give me encouragement. I hope for, I got a whole lot, and in some ways it was just about as frightening as the quick, merciful death I'd expected. So, be careful what you wish for. Alrighty, and in terms of it coming to Broadway, I had heard something about it, but there's nothing written on it now, which means it's probably not going to come to Broadway anytime soon because there's nothing about it. All right? All right, so that's the end of our movie. Do we have any more movie mentions? I think we did, didn't we?
The Facebook quote?
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a few more, like two more. A little bit lighter on these guys. David says, surprisingly, nobody has said 50 Shades of Grey yet, LOL.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
What's that?
It sucked. I mean, the book was awful, and the only thing worse than the book was really the movie. But I'll tell you that what is really terrific is there is a 50 Shades of Grey, the musical, is a satire on off Broadway, and it is adorable and funny and has been playing for over a year. So lose the book, don't bother with the movie, but go see the off Broadway play. It's adorable.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I will just give you the clue that Christian Grey, who's the protagonist in this, the hero supposedly, in the book is this hunky, like 30-some-year-old billionaire, and in the play he's an overweight Asian guy who's very proud of his big belly. I mean, it just, and if you look very closely, they have this little, the idea is it's about sadomasochism, and they open up this little chest full of all these little toys with handcuffs and whips, and if you look over on the left hand side, it's all filled with fake fur. There's a Tickle Me Elmo. It's adorable. Don't bother with the book. Don't bother with the movie. Do bother with the play. It's adorable.
That sounds hilarious.
It is. It's a musical, and it's hilarious and funny and very smart.
That's good. All right. So Chris finally says, Tommy Boy, cow tipping is fun. Although, like we said before, cows are fairly dangerous.
Yeah, and tipping a cow is not a very nice thing to do to a cow. To Kill a Mockingbird comes from a sellout run. Looks like it's come to the United States. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
845-7645.
When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.